Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Extra, Extra Cast Ranger.
Gar, why are you wearing a bathrobe?
Because I'm freezing.
You fucking...
Don't worry, it's May.
You won't be by the end of the episode.
Why are you freezing in May?
By the end of the episode, I just may end up stripping.
Most likely.
I'm sorry.
It's about that
May.
Season.
See, this is around this time is always when I put on my podcasting shorts. They come in handy.
I found the shorts.
No, it's the Thorpe.
The
Schwartz.
The Schwartz.
The Schwartz.
The
Forks.
Will we ever see you again? That's more
like
in this room.
It's more like the Dorks. The Dorks.
You guys are the Dorks.
Said the man in the bathrobe.
John Cena over here would be the Jorts.
John Cena, baby.
Anyway, so we got the full 5-man crew here tonight.
We do.
And we're going to go into some news.
Yes, and look, North is back after last week leaving, huh?
Well, that means it can't be...
Yeah, we make you a core caster, and that's kind of gratitude you show us.
That means
hands up. Who got 3 lap dances and stumbled to his drunken ex's home and had sex?
Hi, Lane.
Hands
up.
Lane, put your hand down.
Put your hand down, Lane. That actually happened to me.
Oh, okay.
I was at a bachelor party. So.
Oh,
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's why.
Well, that means I can't be Northcaster anymore.
No, you can't.
You're
not even dignified to be South.
At least you're here, so you can help me North now.
I'm North in your mouth.
I traumatized, so you don't have to.
Hi there. Sorry you're here. You know what I think the greatest trauma of all is? Voting for Trump. So vote Trump.
Fair.
Don't actually.
That was so perfect.
It was like I forgot the volume was.
That was like the more you know. That was just like the more you know.
This ad sponsored.
Anthony,
by...
turn that up sound effect up.
This ad has been sponsored by endorsed by Donald Trump. Vote like an idiot.
Oh my god. Okay, let's get into important news. You know, the stuff not about Trump, but about dudes in armor.
I never leave my fucking volume on. The volume was off.
Well, you did.
Hey, I think people knowing that I got lap dances and finally got laid after a few months, I think that was important.
Sure.
That is some good news.
It's important to some people.
Good news, everyone.
Especially for me!
Alright, first story. We were actually just before the recording talking about Civil War, because some of us are going to see it next week.
Yeah.
And this is interesting. Apparently, Gaku Sano, the guy who played Comrade Gaim, was apparently in an interview recently with a group called Orican Style regarding his thoughts about Civil War.
Why?
And apparently, our favorite orange-flavored Comrade is Team Cap.
Oh, goody joy.
Oh,
right.
God, that makes Kaido.
Raven's like, yeah!
Yeah, Kaido would have to be teamed.
What was this whole interview about? Does anyone know? Like,
I didn't look at the whole interview, but it's just...
Oh, God. Can we make it...
Seeing as it's a post, there's a poster of Civil War in the back, I think the interview is entirely about his thoughts
can
on
we
Civil
make,
War.
Can we make
maybe
it... So,
okay, maybe he's dubbing one of the voices in Japanese.
Maybe he's a
cameo. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Can well, we... That is entirely possible.
They actually just have translations.
Well, yeah, no, but usually they also would have a dub, but... So if random Japanese actors being interviewed
Spider-Man.
With their poster in the background...
Lane, you were saying.
You never know.
Okay, quick Civil War meme. Just Cap, oranges, Tony Stark, bananas. Civil War.
There you go.
One I saw today that was funny was Cap, WASD, Tony Stark, arrow keys, Civil War.
No. Original trilogy. Bruce Banner. I like the prequels. Planet Hulk.
I want Planet Hulk to be a movie, please.
It not will be.
Anyways, just a quick little fun story.
Nice little happy joy joys.
All right, this is an interesting one.
Great!
We got a bit of information regarding the upcoming Comrade Ghost Summer movie.
71?
Apparently, Toei has announced a contest for the upcoming movie where they will allow fans to design icons.
All right, Grandpa Raven. Let's put your skills to the test.
Dear.
How many Japanese fucking arrows do you recognize?
Sarutobi Sasuke.
They're not all... Japanese.
Hold on. I don't know.
So this contest, which is only open to Japanese residents, because fuck you, fans can submit their own designs or drawings of any of the heroes in this list below. Toei will pick one winner and feature that design as an icon in the movie. So there's a list of 71 different historical figures that they've listed here for
fair,
choice.
A fair number of these have already appeared as Ganma.
So
just...
That is a thing.
They use the same historical object to make an icon.
Okay, yeah. First off, I see Tchaikovsky. That's fucking cool.
Let's go through these one by one.
One by one, go!
No, I mean, like, I'm just gonna list them off.
Spelled it wrong.
Okay, Geronimo, August Rodin,
yep.
Sarutobi Sasuke,
woo!
Go, as in Van Gogh, I assume.
Yep.
Wilbur and Orville Wright brothers, Raphael Santi, Julius Caesar,
yep.
Jean-Henri Fabre, Saigo Takamori, Sen no Rikyu, Ninomiya Sontoku, Sanada Yukimura,
yeah.
Wyatt Earp,
no! Yeah.
Jean d'Arc,
Prince Shotoku, Date Masamune,
yep.
Abe Noseime,
woo!
Izumo no Okuni, Hattori Hanzo,
okay, that would be badass.
Hattori.
Ron Marumori, Aristotle.
Oh dear.
Aristotle.
Yang Guaifei.
Woo!
Yep.
Ono no Komachi. Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Raiden.
Oh god.
King Alexander the Great,
our friend
Noble has actually already designed the Damashi for it in Minecraft, and he showed me the picture of it. That was pretty neat.
Hey, Guan Yu.
Yoshitsune. Kenshin Uesugi.
Oh, God.
Shingen Takeda.
Yep.
Genghis Khan.
Woo! Just my take on this. Yeah, let's get all of the Sengoku warlords.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
On this
absolutely.
List. Just
yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. I mean, why the fuck not?
I'm actually surprised I don't see more of the friggin' Shinsengumi on this list. Just saying.
Yeah. Genghis Khan. Murasaki Shikibu. Kaishu Katz. Tokugawa Ieyasu.
There we go again.
Fukuzawa Yukichi, John Manjiro, Ogai Mori, Genai Hiraga, Mitsukuni Tokugawa, Toyotomi Hideyoshi,
yep.
Sasaki Kojiro, aka the Ganma that killed Takeru.
Yes.
Yep.
Queen Elizabeth!
Woo!
Because.
Monzaimon Chikamats,
Socrates.
Washington.
Yeah. So you know his weapon is going to be an axe.
Yeah.
And his Damashii has to have the wig.
Or wooden teeth.
And apple.
Oh, yeah, like a cherry tree.
Yeah.
Amakusa Shiro. Mm-hmm. Pocahontas.
Wait, Gar, why'd you say out at that one, Pocahontas?
Because that was the one that actually stood out.
Oh, okay.
Because at that point, we were thinking it was just Japanese.
Ooh, Archimedes.
So two Disney characters.
Captain James Cook.
Yep.
Seton. James Watt.
Yup.
Tchaikovsky. Marco Polo.
Yep.
Michelangelo.
He's in the new porn.
Natsume Soseki.
Yep.
Gandhi.
I thought that's a Gandhi.
I think that is Gandhi.
Do we have Gandhi? Oh.
No, Gandhi spelled with an H, you fucks.
Oh dear.
Maeda Keiji.
Oh dear.
You wanna. Who's that?
Just. Other Sengoku guy.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
This
right
next
now.
Name is interesting. Bat Masterson.
Yep.
Sound sound.
I'm gonna look up who Bat Masterson.
There's a fair amount of Romance of the Three Kingdoms in here.
Yeah, fucking sound sound. Vasco da Gama, Basho Matsuo, Nobel.
Yep.
Akiko Yasano, Ichio Higuchi, Nishifure Niepis.
Yeah.
Descartes.
Descartes, which makes sense because of the opening.
Yeah.
Fujiwara.
I think therefore I am. Fujiwara no Kamatari, Hans Christian Andersen.
You know who that is?
No.
The writer of The Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Thumbelina.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Another Arthur.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Perry.
God.
And Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
Wait,
okay.
Nietzsche. So wait, is Perry going to be a platypus?
Fucking Admiral Perry.
Oh, no.
How is that a fucking hero in there, huh?
I don't know who that is.
So, Bat Masterson was the famous, like, cowboy from the Wild
just
West.
Heads up, cool. Admiral Perry, you know, the guy who... The American naval admiral who fucking shot cannons at Tokyo saying, "Open your goddamn gates to the outside world!"
Great.
It's great. I was thinking Perry the Platypus.
No.
Fuck you.
It
was just, hey, you guys have been, all keeping yourselves for 200 years. I'm going to keep firing cannons at Tokyo till you open up to foreign trade.
Wow.
Asian P indeed.
That's why the last
we're not bitter. Totally.
I know. Right?
So yeah, that's the list. A lot of interesting possibilities.
Sorry, Gar, no Hitler.
No Hitler starfish.
Or Jesus. I was really hoping for Jesus.
I'm sorry, we're sticking to actual history, not made-up shit.
Oh.
What do you think of Jesus Christ? You know his D&D character?
Anyways.
We'll see which one wins, I guess. Only one out of this whole list.
I hope it's Julius Caesar.
Why'd you be Pocahontas?
Alexander the Great, because my middle name is Alexander.
Oh, I'm going for Pocahontas.
You're gay right now.
I don't give a shit. No, I want there to be Queen Elizabeth Dimashi.
Hello, I am the Golden Rider.
Actually, okay, in all honesty, I vote for Washington.
Okay.
Washington Dimashi. All right,
so,
awesome.
So my vote is Queen Elizabeth. Yours is Washington. Yep. Yours is everyone else's.
Pocahontas.
Of course.
Oh man, there were so many good ones in there.
Hanzo?
I'm going to go with Hanzo, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say that one, but okay, I'll go with Captain Cook.
Okay.
It would be cool to see a pirate.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think the closest thing we have so far is the Galileo Dimashi. Or not Galileo, Columbus. It's got naval stuff on it.
Oh, you monk.
He's kind of a pirate.
Anyways, moving on.
That was a long news.
We got confirmation through a magazine article that Zuo the World will be debuting in June.
You don't say.
I just love the picture of Zuo Eagle just going, whoa!
Yeah, zoom right in on that.
Just, holy shit!
Oh my god!
Like his Zords are coming in June.
The silhouette of his profile looks badass.
It's very rhino, but I can see the crocodile and wolf. In
oh yeah, for sure.
Well, not even that, just like, it looks...
Maybe he'll start as a villain.
I'm guessing he will, especially if they're going with the whole idea he's a poacher.
Yeah.
I just hope he's just a villain for the whole entire show.
You know he won't.
I want it, though.
It's have any of them?
Abra killer. And he became a good guy for an episode. Then he died.
Oh. Well, that still counts as becoming good.
Damn it.
Next. Official images revealed for the Super Sentai Artisan Kakuranger Doron Changer.
Yeah.
Cool stuff, boy.
As we mentioned before, it comes with a little ninja man figure and a sealing jar.
Apparently, Garin wants to go halfsies with Cell on the Doron Changer just so he can get the
If you Yo-Kai genuinely jar. Want to do that, I'll do that. If all you want is the ninja man and jar,
I really
as much as I love that idea, I'd rather just if I could only have one. Oh, go!
Oh, and it fits in the jar.
Of course it does.
Of course it does.
Ninja man.
Wait, go to the one of like the full jar. Oh, it's the genie when he zipped his lips.
It looks like a hammer.
Yeah, that's the only way to...
That is what it is.
Break in case of emergency.
Yeah.
But only one family can break it.
It comes with all 5 meta and costs 10,584 yen.
Yeah, yeah.
September release, 6,000 pieces only made.
Yeah.
You order now.
Cool. Yeah, I'll probably get that.
You decide.
I'm a fan of Kakuranger.
Alright. There was an announcement for a Kamen Rider Amazons.
Guys, I'm pretty sure this is still an April Fool's joke.
I know, right?
We'll always make fun
of
it.
Such an April Fool's joke.
Oh, yeah, I wanted it to be an April Fool's
I'm
joke.
I'm glad it wasn't. It's
anyway,
an awesome show.
Anyway, go on.
So, they're releasing a 2-pack of soft vinyl figures of Amazon Alpha and Omega. Each figure stands 179mm tall and features limited mobility like all of the Sofubi figures released.
Come back with figure arts, then I'll be interested.
Yeah.
Right.
Premium Bandai Web exclusive, 3780 yen, September release.
I find your lack of articulation disturbing.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
That said, considering these are soft vinyl figures, these are actually not that bad.
No, they're painted nice.
Yeah.
But it's just,
the articulation is not there.
Premium Bandai.
They're there to be trophies.
Yeah, these need to be figure arts, please.
Alright. We got official images of Zuoju's cube Kuma.
It's cute.
It's a burr.
It's a bear axe.
It's a burr.
I love it. Its back like flips up onto its head to form the axe.
God, that's so racist. Bears, they're from Canada. Everyone in Canada's a lumberjack. We all have axes.
I thought you'd go with more of a Native American thing for that.
No,
it's like a tomahawk.
Hey, I don't fuck with my own people.
True.
No, I do.
We're still missing Jaguar, but at least we have axes for weapons.
Yeah.
Good.
I guess they are really going, all the auxiliaries are their Japanese names.
Yep. Yep.
I wonder what the actual reasoning for that was.
Because they're not as important.
I guess.
Probably. I don't know why this...
Go to the picture of, like, the bear itself.
Like, why does the drive driver say English when the mock driver says Japanese?
Who knows?
Especially since the drive driver was made in Japan and the mock driver was made in America.
Because they're being clever.
The Joe.
Yeah. I was actually going to say, though, you can even see that the whole, like, you know, lumberjack thing is not lost on them because it looks like the bear is resting his head on a sack of wood.
A little bit.
Like, it's got, like, look how it's got, like, the lines. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I'm on my lumberjack and I'm okay.
And then the next mech is Zero of the World.
Sure.
Probably.
Cube Kuma costs 972 yen and release on May 14th.
Alrighty.
Yes, you are a gar.
Alright, yeah, getting into a couple of stories regarding the upcoming Lionsgate Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Oh, boy.
There was a spy shot taken from the set that shows what seems to be some sort of Ranger weapon or equipment of some sort. And
I know it's six of them.
Yeah, they're among the different colored ones, there is a silver one, possibly for the White Ranger.
I'd like to know what these are, actually. Yeah.
This, they're morphers!
This shot is like, does not help at all in identifying what they are.
You know what I'm going to take actually, a wild guess at with these? Go ahead first,
Raider. You know what, that, to me, that looks like they're just, those are like covers for the front wheel of a motorcycle.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
They looked like. But, I don't know, like, yeah, I hope they don't just do motorcycles. That'd be kind of weird in this, you know? Just like, wait, can't they...
Power cycles.
Whatever they do. I don't know. You know what I was thinking these could be?
Power cycles, you mean like they had in the Japanese version?
Yes, like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the shark cycles? Or...
No. In Jew Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
They have motorcycles.
In Jew Ranger, yes. Okay, so sorry. What I was saying is what these could be is like the, okay, not holsters, but like where they store their weapons. Like, that's probably, like, in the command center, like, and then they open, because they kind of look like they're segmented.
You know what the, like, the top square parts and the, like, triangular parts in front of them remind me of?
Shark teeth.
Not just that, but they remind me of, like, the visors from Ryuki. Oh,
Jesus yeah. Christ. Well, they, I think it's guys, kind of... they are the fronts of the shark cycles.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But that's, this is spy stuff, this is not official in any way, so... Maybe we can't even put this image up.
I wonder if this guy got fired for letting that happen.
No, that's not his fault. It's not security.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know what would be great, though? If, like, the guy taking this picture was just fucking with me. Like, literally, like, if he just raised his camera a little more, you would be seeing, like, an actual fight scene or something going on. He said, no, I'm gonna take a picture of these non-discrepant things.
Yeah. Before we get into the next Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie story, there was something of note here.
Oh, okay.
SH Figure Arts Gold Drive.
What? Yay! They're making one! It's a retail release.
Cool.
So it's coming out in September. It's gonna be fucking...
And apparently it's gonna be at 59.40 yen.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care how much I have to pay for this figure, I'm getting it.
You heard that, SH Figure Arts. Crank up the price.
Gold Drive, even though I fucking hate the romanization for that name.
Yay, Gord!
Gord!
Yeah. As Anthony said,
hey,
like,
Gord,
they,
how are you doing?
They, just, they don't know how to change, like, use the letter L.
Yes, we got it.
Because Lane, they don't care about you.
Lane.
Speaking of not
in
caring
Japanese,
about...
R and L are the same goddamn letter.
Oh, here we go.
Speaking of not caring about things, I actually managed to snag a Kamen Rider Duke figure today off eBay for $65.
Yeah, you're right! We don't care!
And I know, right? I also found a purple Dino Charge Ranger figure.
Yay! This has been
you're
the
right!
Best,
we
the,
don't care!
This has been the best day ever for me.
Moltres.
What?
Moltres? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Of course, Raven's playing Pokemon during the show.
It happens.
Because it's a Raven.
A lot. It's also something I can look up from every so often without really losing.
Fair.
Very nice point, y'all.
Alright.
I have some news.
Okay.
For the longest, as of right now, the show Ultraman Retcon.
We don't care, moving on.
Ultraman Retcon? Go ahead.
The show Ultraman Retsuden, aka Ultraman Chronicles, is coming to an end in July. And as of right now, it is the longest running Ultraman series.
Cool.
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks, Gar.
Anthony, find a picture of relevance.
Speaking of things that are not relevant.
Another note about the upcoming Power Rangers film is there was apparently a Dino Thunder Easter egg spotted.
What?
There is a spy shot taken that shows a sign labeled Reefside, which was the location of Power Rangers Dino Thunder.
No. That is, like, so inconsequential to anything. I love it.
You know what? Yeah. What's more important is obviously the Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme is going to have product placement.
Power Rangers the movie, sponsored by Krispy Kreme.
I was going to say, like, okay, that, you know, that's a nice little thing in there. You know, just ha-ha-ha, right? I was actually expecting, like what? Is it like, going to be, like, on a, like, a sports team called the Reefside or something? But no, that's got to be Stone Canyon. They're the rivals.
They're going the Deadpool route and sticking all the references in the road signs.
This movie just ends up being the same as the Star Trek Into Darkness, where it's just fucking reference after reference after reference.
To, I don't know. None of us have seen Star Trek Into Darkness.
What?
It's cool.
I haven't seen Star
Trek. I just don't care.
I saw it.
Cassel doesn't.
There better be. I just don't like Canyon.
It's dumb.
Giant spaceship.
This giant black dick spaceship. That's what it is.
Let's move on to the piece de resistance, everybody.
Our feature story has to be the fact that the fucking Mighty Morphin Power Ranger movie suits have been revealed. Oh my god.
I actually like them.
I like them enough. I'm going to say this exactly what I thought it was going
to
be.
Before E.T., before you go on to your huge rant, let's just talk about the positive sides about this.
Number one, they look pretty cool.
You know what? I like these, and I like where they're going with these suits, because, A, you know what? For the 2017, like, a full-length motion picture movie, this like, spandex suits, it doesn't work.
It's not
going to work in this set, in the setting that they're making, and the tone they're going for with this movie.
The 95 these, movie didn't these, use spandex!
No.
I got a rebuttal for that later. Elaine, finish.
It's just, these look like what Power Rangers should look like in, like, a modern age 2017 movie, like, based off the series. Like, they look cool. They based a lot of their suit designs off Iron Man, which,
I don't think they based it so much off Iron Man as, guys, can we be honest, Iron Man's, like, one of the more generic body armors
that's
ever.
True. Yeah.
They just made theirs body armor.
Yeah.
Actual armor, like, that's, you know, technological.
And, you know, they have some things there. They have, like, a bit of the dino
sword design. No, that's something we have to talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically confirmation that, yes, dinosaurs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because before, they had never brought that up, right? They never said...
Did you expect them to change that?
That wasn't real.
No, not that we talked about extra. This was, like... way back.
Yes,
when
that wasn't real. That was fan art.
No, but the point is, did you honestly expect them to not use the dinosaur motif?
You never know these days, man.
But
I'm just saying, that is a confirmation.
And they got the little diamond on the center.
See, I'm actually surprised they actually put the diamonds in.
They put a diamond in.
Oh, yeah,
one diamond.
Two half diamonds, too.
I'm shocked that Tom's in this.
Tom who?
Tom from Toonami.
The black one does look like Toonami.
Put up an image, because I don't know who that is.
You ever saw that?
I don't watch Toonami.
Okay. Anyways, honestly, these are kind of what I was expecting them to look. I wasn't expecting spandex suits in the slightest.
Go ahead.
I like them too. They're growing on me.
My slight issue with it before Ichi gets into his list.
Uh-huh.
Can you make the picture bigger?
My only major issue with all this is just looking at that. You know, like all of the freaking battle scenes in this movie are going to be just CG.
Was that ever never going to be anything?
It's 2016.
The prop guys from Grandpa's.
See, they featured, though, mostly in creatures, puppets.
Yeah. But at the same time, real...
I'm sure there's going to be a few shots of them in a suit. Because, they did get the Krampus, the way to work.
My one issue with that, Lionsgate doesn't really have that good of a history with CG combat.
Clash of Titans.
Well, they did Pacific Rim.
Okay, fair enough.
I was going to say, this is what we get with the Krampus team.
Hang on.
The
Krampus team brought us something cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. To be fair, I was more expecting the Krampus guys to be the monster stuff. You know what I mean?
What were you going to say, Gar?
Go ahead.
My turn.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Gar.
I love them.
Really?
Yeah.
I love them so much. When I first saw these, my jaw dropped.
Ichi, I'd like to ask you now, like, what specifically don't you like? Specifically.
Well, let's just start by saying I have, like, a 12-point list on the problems.
Specifically, what don't you like?
I know that there are people out there that like my rant, so I'm gonna do this. Yay. Okay, first off, I'm gonna say
your mom don't count, by the way.
Shut up. First off, I'm gonna say the thing that everyone's been saying. Yes, they're fucking look like the Iron Legion. And I understand that they're based off not specifically the Iron Legion, but that they're based off generic, modernized biomechanical armor. And sure, that's fine. But I just don't know why we had to have, like, alienotic texturing and plating on it.
Wait, because they are alien.
Yeah.
Are they?
They confirmed. Didn't you read the article? No.
It's been forever,
no,
dude.
Everyone saw the picture
and made us... No, they are alien. Do you not know what these are? It was confirmed that these aren't actually technically armor in the sense of, like, you don't put it on.
It's a symbiote?
Kind of.
It's a Guyver?
Actually... Like, from the morpher in the middle, apparently, a crystal forms around the body.
Oh.
It's a semi-living thing.
Does the undersuit look to anyone else like it came from Kamen Rider Mach?
Hey, cool. I love Mach's design. So.
Actually, there you go, in terms of why it looks so alien and why, you know, they kind of have some bio things going on. There you go.
Bioman.
Okay, your next point.
Here's the thing. If it is alien biotechnology, why is there... Why are there traces of dinosaur designs in the helmets?
You know what? To be fair, they could be going off the Zordon of Eltar on that one.
It's so underemphasized. Like, the Red Ranger is the only one who even remotely resembles the original helmet design.
Okay.
Maybe pink a little bit, but...
I'm going to agree with you on that. I'm chalking that up to this picture. Look at their heads. They're all at different angles. Like, especially the yellow. She's kind of looking up. You can't see as much. Like it or not, the Red is the main star of it all, so they have to kind of focus on him. That's why he's the one that jumps out at you in the most.
And also, this might not be what they look in final production.
The whole idea is, you have to wait till you see it
in
motion.
So, this picture is, here's what we've got for what the suits will probably look like for the movie, but these might not be final.
Like for an example on how this could possibly change, Shredder was supposed to be a white guy. People complained. We end up with Asian Shredder.
Okay,
again.
To be fair, people aren't complaining this much as they were with that. Okay, next on your list, though.
But, going off the helmet thing, like I said, only Red and Pink even look close to resembling the animals. Like, if you look at Black's, if you zoom in close enough, it looks like his helmet's themed off a fucking dragon.
You can see
there's no tusks on it.
The tusks are right there.
Why are they black and not white?
They aren't white. Look, they're silver right here.
It's shadow.
They look
no fault of your own. It's black against black. That wasn't a good choice.
And look at.
I'm talking about the Black Ranger in the black background.
What I'm talking about is the fact that if you look at everyone else's, they've got white accents on them, but black is completely black.
black suit, black background, shadow being cast on his face
from the Red Ranger there. Oh, maybe that's foreshadowing for the movie, because we might be rivals with each other. I don't know.
Honestly, out of all these suit designs, the black one's my favorite.
You know what, at first glance, I could be entirely wrong here. It looks like the black suit has tints of, camo green. And I wonder if that's a reference.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
I don't see it.
It's mostly on the mask, but I don't know.
You know what these look like to me more than Iron Man? They look like they came out of Mass Effect.
I'm actually excited to see now?
Wait a minute. Guys!
What?
They do have the little diamonds on the sides!
Those aren't diamonds! Oh, no!
Yeah!
That's bullshit!
You know that's what it is!
That's bullshit!
That is bullshit!
That is terrible!
Also, a thing Sal also said earlier this week, when we saw the picture, no skirts, thank God.
Thank God for that. They have breasts. Get over it. Women have breasts.
Here's the thing. You know how you just pointed out those little side energy diamonds? Guess who doesn't have them? The females.
For obvious reasons.
Okay.
Diamond boobs!
We don't need literal headlights.
Diamond nipples.
Oh,
okay, here's my other problem with the helmets. They couldn't figure out how to fucking assign the real estate on the helmets because the mouthpieces are way fucking wider than they need to be.
I was hoping since day one, because I'm just not a fan in general of lips on the suits.
I like that.
What are you going to do? I'll put my foot down if they start moving.
I
okay, you know what? I agree with you. If they start moving, that's Terrible.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Go ahead.
I do agree with you. It should have just been like...
I would have preferred a face. I understand they wanted to go, no, we're going to keep that aspect of the original suit in there too.
But if it starts moving...
Fair enough.
So much.
You know what I'm not the first person to think this, by the way. I'm actually, relieved. I wasn't entirely expecting this, but I'm just still relieved. They are, in fact, bright colors. I was really expecting them to go Man of Steel on this, where it's just like, no, fade it.
I guess we can take the small victories in that aspect.
Yeah. Someone was also saying, who was it? Oh, Andre the Black Nerd. Oh. Go watch his little talk about this. He brings up a very good point, and I think we do have to just understand this. And this is going to make people sad, but it's true. This movie is not for us.
Yeah.
It's not. It's for new crowd. They're glad we're going. They are glad, but they by no means care.
That's what we think. That's what all the in old movie like show references that they're going to put in the movie are for. They're for us,
which is a disgusting attitude to take. I think because it's very clear that more than half of the people who will go and see this are existing fans.
I actually heavily disagree with that, and I think we can make a whole thing on that where just. We have to keep in mind, guys, and I'm not trying to attack anyone here, especially in this room, or especially our audience, we are a minority. A very small niche market. We exist, but we by no means bring in the dollars that they fucking need to make movies. Movies are an expensive endeavor, and they have to, unfortunately, most of the time go, we'd rather bring in the masses and new audiences than people who just... Because, here's the thing, not everyone who watched Power Rangers as a kid gives a shit. That's just a thing.
Yeah.
You know, we do, because, we're awesome.
And that sort of leads into one of my other things. Like, I understand that, yes, this is sort of supposed to be like a modernized reimagining of the Power Rangers. And that kind of makes me sad, the fact that we have to, quote-unquote, modernize things.
We don't have to.
Okay. You know what? The reason why they keep continuing to use spandex suits in, like, Sentai and everything is because it's traditional.
It's not even about tradition. It's about budget and the fact the movements these people have to make.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard
it's
to
way
do.
The fuck easier.
Meanwhile,
here we have a movie with a Hollywood budget that doesn't need to worry about that.
But here's the thing: when the '95 Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie happened, they were given a budget and they made quote unquote modernized suits that still held the spirits of the originals. And
were
great.
That's what I was gonna say. You just said it though. They did it already. Why just do it again? They did make, they took the suits from the show and just gave them a sharper, clean image.
Because, hey, we got to
They've done
budget.
It. Why would they do that
also,
again?
Also, that was still supposed to be in canon with the show.
Except it was
it
not.
It was not. But to what
they,
you were also
so they
saying.
They had to make it look like
To what you were also stuff. Saying, though, think about it. They really only had one action scene in those metal suits.
Yeah.
Really think about that. The other action scenes were either unmorphed or in their ninja garb.
But
and
yeah,
then they were just standing around.
I feel like it is definitely doable that they could have done a redesign. Here's the thing: I don't hate the fact that it's changed, the fact that they're modernized. I just don't like the results.
Then that's fine attitude to take.
Yeah,
I just
a lot of people oversimplify reactions like mine to oh you're just afraid of change. You just want it to look like the original.
But each
not
are
true.
Afraid of change.
No. Okay, that yes, but that's beside the point. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm not entirely afraid of change. Look at things like fucking Dragon Knight and RPM. They changed it radically, but I love them. I'm not just afraid of change. I just don't like what we've been given.
Ichi, you're just salty because we haven't seen who Bulk and Skull are in this yet.
That's also true. Okay, I have a couple more points, though.
Go for it.
Why don't they have belts? Why are they barely there? You can kind of see outlines, but they're not there.
See that glowing crystal at their belly button?
That's it.
And those are their morphers?
Yeah,
that's
probably. Ichi, remember the synopsis of what they are, though. They put it on their... They put it there, right? And then they become Steven Universe.
So I'm kind of disappointed that we aren't going to get a legit morphing sequence.
Well, that still remains
to
be seen. They have to.
All I'm going to say is, if they release a toy line based off this movie...
They are...
I'm sorry, did you say if?
Okay,
Are you aware of what Power Rangers is for?
Bandai's already announced we're getting toys by the end
of
this year.
when we do, they're going to be cool. All
right, your other points.
Okay, why do they have metal Speedos?
Where do you see Speedos?
Look at all of them. There's bumps in there that look like fucking Speedos.
Whatever.
Well, that, again, I say it's more of the biotech, like, it's molding itself to the body.
Because
but, okay.
Which could have been done way better.
Ichi, the fact is, they're not going to have pants, and, like, okay, if they truly mold into the body, we're going to see a lot of foreskins hanging around.
And, you know, it's the crotch area. It needs to be comforting.
Needs to be comforting. And I not feel like,
okay, look. It's not about the function. I feel like they could have designed that area better so that it would be a little more subtle. You know what I mean?
But you know what's going to be awesome? Their weapons are going to be fucking insane.
I can't wait to see the power.
Like, they're all going to have their respective weapons. I fucking know it. The power axe is going to be the fucking coolest thing in this movie.
And they will all be CGI'd.
Most likely.
That's fine.
Well, actually, probably not. It's something you got to physically hold, right?
Yeah.
So, probably not.
And honestly, it's probably going to be like a. They're probably going to do like a pull like a Mass Effect or something where, you know, it just like
digitizes.
Yeah, it digitizes or.
Which to be fair,
my Sunday best.
Which to be fair is exactly what happened in the show. They're just like, okay, power kit, where'd that come from?
Here's my Sunday best.
Power axe!
Like, that's. So, you know, this movie will probably give an actual explanation where the hell they're holding their weapons.
You know what would be funny, though? I bet Kimberly, like, she'll get her weapon. She'll be like, a bow? Really?
No,
like,
you know what they'll do? I know exactly what they'll do, and this explains why they have the fucking energy diamonds. They will pull their weapons out of their chest.
I'm yeah!
Cool. I'm cool with that.
So they're going to Mazinger Kaiser that.
There you go.
Got this.
What?
How you just said about Kimberly with a bow and arrow? Age of Ultron reference. The city's under attack. We got a giant robot. And I got a bow and arrow.
The city's under attack?
The city is under attack.
Way to confirminate that line.
I could just shoot him. No one would know.
Alright, you two, what was your other point you had to make? What's that after this one?
You know, I've pretty much said my piece at this point.
No, you can't. And you know what? If they're not up your alley, that's fine.
I'll still watch the movie because I'm a Power Rangers fan.
We're all gonna see the I was gonna bring up.
But because of this, I will use scene points instead of money. How's that?
Like it.
I was gonna say something people were bringing up, and it's unfortunately true. Is why do the girls have heels? That like,
I didn't even notice that.
I'd like to believe it was as innocent of a reason as the fact is. The two actors, hold on, Lane.
The two actors
who play Kimberly and Trini. Are short. They're shorter late girls, right? Shorter women. I'd like to believe it's just as innocent as we needed to raise them up a little.
Suit actors are not happening?
Probably not. Maybe they're actually in their suits. That's kind of cool. That'd be kind of awesome, actually.
I'd be okay with that, but I'd just like to know.
I don't know. And again, well, let's stop splitting hairs on this one, people. Women tend to be shorter than men.
Can I just...
Not objecting to that.
Where do we see them wearing...
The one we're looking at right now cuts the image off. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Yeah, David made a notice.
David made a note? Of course he did.
Yeah.
No, I was just talking. I'm going off the image.
There we go.
I saw from Andre one the Black Mirror. Yeah, right there. See?
Oh.
See?
Right heels. There.
They got pumps.
Yeah.
And over there.
So, harder to see though on the yellow with the intro.
Okay. Well, let's all be in agreement that when the movie comes out, we will all go see it together.
We already said we're not even going to watch the trailer until like we all together.
And then we'll come, special topic.
And then we will come back and we will do a video review of it.
Yep.
Sure.
It'll be a thing.
Night at the Theater.
This is officially, I think, the longest topic we've talked about on news.
No, you guys done longer.
Have we?
Yeah.
You would know.
Overall, the suits are, you know, like I said, not. I wasn't expecting too much different from this, and it's just, you know, it's coming. It's happening.
Yay. I'm excited. I am.
Well,
it's happening.
Yep.
Not that I didn't know what that was.
We all knew it was happening.
Yeah.
All right, I guess that's about it for news, unless anyone else has anything.
No, I just want to tell all the fans at home, guys, you know what? You got to start accepting that.
Guys.
We're not the core demographic of Power Rangers.
No. But I want to be.
I know you want to be, but you're not. Sorry to bring everyone down.
You want to be a Power Ranger? Too bad.
You can't. You got to be in the Russian Mafia.
Or be a kid who hears a conversation.
Or work at Saban. I don't know.
Or, you know, just have parents and then they die and they leave you in the forest.
I just had this, like, image of us going to, like, the Saban headquarters.
Picked up on a train.
Yeah. No, guys, I just had this image of us all going to the Saban headquarters, and, like, Saban is like Willy Wonka, and we all start mysteriously disappearing in the headquarters.
I
don't know why I thought of it like that.
No, it just be
and
like
I'm the one who becomes the blueberry.
It'd just be like the Family Guy moment when, like, Stewie, like, watched Bewitched with Will Ferrell. We just all were on the plane, just all go up to Saban.
Stepladder.
It was not cool, and it'll never will be cool! Shame!
Take the stepladder, go home.
Yep.
Anyway.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you on the podcast proper.
May the power protect you.
Eventually.
Next year around June.
Never.